So, Selina said slowly, as they headed back into the crowd in the brewery, you're the son of Aphrodite? He cut a sideways glare at her. I'm no one's son. My mother abandoned me, my father disowned me, and I was raised on a Spartan battlefield under the fist of whoever was around. His words cut straight into Grace's heart. No wonder he was so tough, so strong. She wondered if anyone had ever held him lovingly in their arms, just once, without demanding he please them first. He walked on ahead of them. Grace watched the sinuous way he moved, like a deadly, sleek predator. He had his thumbs tucked into the front pockets of his jeans and seemed oblivious of the women who gawked and sighed as he passed. In her mind, she could just imagine what he must have looked like in his day, wearing battle armor. Given his arrogance and moves, he must have been a fierce fighter. Selina, Grace said quietly, didn't I read in college that the Spartans beat their sons every day just to see how much pain they could endure? Julian answered for her. They did, and once a year they held contests to see who could endure the harshest beating before crying out. And a number of them died from the contests, Selina added, either during the actual beating or later from the wounds. It all came together for Grace, his earlier words about being trained in Sparta and his hatred for the Greeks. Selina passed a sad look to Grace before she spoke to Julian. Being the son of a goddess, I imagine you can take quite a beating. Yes, I can, he said simply, his voice devoid of emotions. Grace had never wanted to reach out and hold anyone as much as she wanted to hold Julian right then, but she knew he wouldn't welcome it. You know, Selina said, and by the look in her eyes, Grace could tell she was trying to lighten their moods. I'm kinda hungry. Why don't we grab a burger at the Hard Rock? Julian drew his brows in a deep V. Why do I constantly feel as if all of you are speaking a foreign language? What is grabbing a burger at the Hard Rock supposed to mean? Grace laughed. The Hard Rock Cafe is a restaurant. He looked aghast. You eat at a place that advertises its food is hard as a rock? She laughed harder. Why had she never thought of that? It's really good. Come on, I'll show you. They left the brewery and headed across the parking lot to the Hard Rock Cafe. Luckily, they didn't have to wait long before the hostess called them to be seated. Hey, a guy said as they neared the hostess. We were here first. The hostess gave the man a cutting glare. Your table's not ready yet. Then she turned a pair of goo-goo eyes at Julian and smiled widely. If you please follow me. The woman swung her hips like nobody's business. Grace looked drolly at Selina as she silently indicated the girl's actions. Don't knock it, Selina said. It got us in here in front of 10 other people. The hostess showed them to a back booth. Now you just stay right here, she said, touching Julian lightly on his arm, and I'll make sure your server comes right over to you. What are we, invisible? Grace asked as the hostess left them. I'm beginning to think so, Selina said as she took the booth facing the back wall.